Just before the news at 6:30, perhaps you heard Kim Komando in her digital tip. Kim Komando, she has a show every Saturday. She's been with us for a long time. I'm trying to think of how many years now.
It's well over 20.
Oh, my gosh. Isn't that long?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
From 4 till 7 on Saturday afternoons, you can hear Kim Komando's long-form show. And she also has a tip that she passes along during the evening roundup, hosted by Ann Williams, right after the Bill O'Reilly news and commentary that happens at 6:30. So she comes along about 6:50 every Monday through Friday evening. And in the mornings, we have that digital tip just before the 6:30 news. But I saw this. She does a lot of different media, if you will, including contributing to USA Today.
Right.
And this was what I just saw on USA Today today, and I thought this was interesting. Because she's talking about your phone and how you have a photo library. Everyone knows that. And she has suggestions of five things that need to be in your phone's photo library. Mm. And she says your life will be better organized with these images at your fingertips. Well, I'm all for better organization, for goodness sakes.
I'm going to guess one of them is a picture of yourself.
Well, you know, this goes right here. She says your driver's license or other identification, like a state ID or whatever you might have.
Right, like if something untoward were to happen to you and you're laying there, and there's a phone that they can access, and there's a picture. This is the guy. This is his phone. Let's check out his recent phone numbers and see if we can get a hold of a family member or something.
Yeah, that's exactly right, and I suppose it could be utilized, too, for whenever somebody wants to check your ID. Got it right here. Don't have to pull out your wallet or anything anymore.
True.
Or your purse or what have you, whatever you're carrying. She also includes, by the way, in that identification, and this is the time that we live in, as she says, driver's license or whatever ID, along with your COVID vaccination card.
Oh, yeah.
That form of identification, she says, is obviously necessary in a lot of places, and she thinks it'll be more necessary into the future.
And they'll accept it on the phone.
Yeah. I think a lot of places are doing that. And also, she says, here's another thing. Your vehicle, its license plate, VIN number, and auto insurance card. Keep that on your phone as well. Again, for convenience purposes, but also, perhaps, horrible enough, what happens to your vehicle perhaps is stolen.
You've got a picture right there. Yeah, yep, help authorities find it.
Everything that you need right there. Your medical and dental insurance cards.
Really?
Yep, as she says, again, it's for more convenience. And if you ever, you mentioned the accident, in a situation where something's going on, here's my phone, here it is. Don't have to worry about trying to search through and find it. All right, again, tips from Kim Komando. Again, she says this will help keep your life better organized if you have these images at your fingertips, and she's suggesting on the smartphone.
And your smartphone is pretty secure nowadays, whereas some of the older ones, you use your fingerprint to open it up, and the more modern ones, it's just facial recognition.
Yeah. Yep.
So just, you know, there was a lot of concern. Hey, those are pretty personal items. Do you really want them on a phone? Well, in this day and age, that's the way things are done, but it's increasingly secure.
And no doubt people already have a lot of personal information on their phones anyway. Why not just add this? I thought that was interesting. A picture of your rental car as you pick it up.
Oh, yeah. So you can claim, hey, that dent was there when I got the car. I didn't do anything to the vehicle.
Exactly right. Protect yourself. In fact, not just take one picture, you know, take several pictures just to make sure that you have evidence just in case.
Good point.
Which also goes into the next tip, she says, for any rental property, including if you are going to be finding yourself in an Airbnb. Because of rental properties or because of the renting that you're doing or stay at an Airbnb, you want to make sure that you're protecting yourself, that if there is somebody who's trying to claim some damage or something done, you can say, nope, that was here.
The date I moved in. Here's a picture.
As you're leaving, take pictures too, so in case they don't come back a couple of days later and say, hey, what is this? You say, it wasn't there when I left. So a few tips from Kim Komando of helping to make sure their life is better organized and helpful. for what you'd want on your smartphone.